Okay, today we're starting a new sugya. Today we're going to discuss the idea of poris mapu makadish, the idea of covering food when we say kiddush. Where does this idea come from? I mean, we know that in our homes we have a challah cover. We cover the food when we say kiddush. So is that required? And what are the details? What's the reason for it? So it's important to point out, I'm sure you saw in the Gemara, that the Gemara has poris mapu makadish two different times. And it means really two different things in the two different contexts. How does it come up? Where do we get to challah covers? We're learning Pesachim. How do we get to challah covers over here? So let's just backtrack a little bit and realize how this comes up. We started off the Perek, the Arvei Pesachim, by discussing when you're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach, how early on Erev Pesach you have to stop eating. And we pointed out that there's a general machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda when on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif you have to stop eating. And we had a discussion as to whether they also disagree about Erev Pesach, right? That was the discussion. So the Gemara said, well, wait a second. We were told that the halachas Krabi Yossi be'erev Shabbos, that implies that, and halach Krabi Yudah be'erev Pesach, that implies that they argue about Erev Pesach also. So the Gemara says, no, they argue about Erev Pesach, but not about the din of when you're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach. They argue about some other halach of Erev Pesach. What other halacha about Erev Pesach? That's when we introduce this din. The din that they argue about, of Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach, is not about when you have to stop eating. It's a different thing. There's a whole separate machlokas. The whole separate machlokas is about Poris Mapu Mekadish. Not really about Poris Mapu Mekadish, but about what do you do in the following situation. You sit down to have lunch on 1:30 in the afternoon on Erev Shabbos. Friday afternoon, you sit down to have lunch. Oh, I meant to tell you guys, by the way, I'm not going to be here Sunday. This Sunday, I'm going to be in California, so there's no shir Sunday. I'm for bar mitzvah, for my nephew's bar mitzvah. So, thanks. So, what?
Palo Alto.
Palo Alto, that's right. So what was I saying? Yeah, so the Gemara discusses the following situation. You sit down to have lunch, 1:30 in the afternoon on Friday. Let's say you daven mincha at 1:15. Good, so you're ready to daven mincha. You sit down to have lunch at 1:30. And you enjoy it. You're having a good time. So you're enjoying the lunch, and you're eating, and you're eating, and you're eating. And next thing you know, it's Shabbos. You look outside, and it's dark outside. So what do you do? So we had a machlokas tonight, and we've already discussed this, right? Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, what do you do? Okay, keep eating. Don't worry about it. After the meal is over, you'll say Kiddush. And that meal, even though you started it as a weekday meal, it will now count as your Shabbos meal. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, stop right away, clear off the table, end the weekday meal, bench, make sure that weekday meal is over, and then start again. And when you start again, that's your Shabbos meal. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, and he says, nah, lo k'Rabbi Yossi v'lo k'Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass on Rabbi Yossi, we don't pass on Rabbi Yehuda. Somewhere in between, we'll compromise. We're not going to say, just keep on going and forget it. Nor are we going to say, stop, bench, get rid of everything, start a new meal. Rather, what do? Take the food that you have, everything, leave everything where it is. Take a big cloth, put it over the table, and then say Kiddush while the cloth is over the table. Then uncover the table and you continue the meal. Now, if that was the only line in the Gemara about Paris Mapu Makadesh, how would you explain that? What's the deal with the cloth? Why are we putting cloth over the table right in the middle of our meal and saying Kiddush? What's the idea of the cloth? What is the cloth? Why not just say Kiddush? Why do I have to put a cloth over the table and then remove the cloth? Just say Kiddush. So we're biased a little bit because we grew up hearing things about bread being embarrassed and things like that. And, you know, even knowing that breads don't have emotions, we're somehow biased in our thinking of what, you know, what this must mean. But had you never heard about that, I know it's hard to, like, mentally get into that state of mind. Had you never heard about that, and this was the first thing you ever heard about covering food, was that if you're having a Friday meal, someone asks you, what meal are you having? Friday lunch. And then you want to turn Friday night into Shabbos, right? You want to turn it into a Shabbos meal. So what do? You're Pores Mapa, and you say Kiddush. So how would you understand the Prisas Mapa? What you're doing is you're showing this is a new meal. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda said, the way to turn Friday into Shabbos, the way to make it into a Shabbos meal, is by getting rid of the old meal and bringing out a new one. So Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel comes along and says, no, that's a little much. You don't need to do all that. There's a way to do that that's not as drastic. What you could do is spread a cloth over the table and then, you know, pull the cloth off, abracadabra, now it's Shabbos food. I spread a cloth, l'kavod Shabbos, now I pull it off, now it's a brand new meal, it's Shabbos food. Before I put it under the cloth, it was, you know, it was weekday food, now I pull off the cloth, you know, I turned the rabbit into whatever, right? I turned it into, you're not allowed to eat rabbit. I turned it into Shabbos food. Yeah, you magically turned it all into Shabbos food. Right? That's what it sounds like. Does it have anything to do with Kiddush? Nothing to do with Kiddush, really. But when you want to turn a meal into a Shabbos meal, what do? You say Kiddush. I mean, technically speaking, from the simple reading of this Gemara, it would have been just fine to say Kiddush and then be Poris Mapa. Right? Or to be Poris Mapa, uncover it, and then say Kiddush. As long as you turn this food into Shabbos food, and the way you do that is by putting a cloth over it and then uncovering it, the Chorah, it's got nothing to do with the Kiddush. It's just that once you turn it into Shabbos food, so it's going to be your Shabbos meal. And what do you do before your Shabbos meal? You say Kiddush. That's what you do before a Shabbos meal. Yeah. Well, you have a chiv to have three sudos on Shabbos, so it needs to be a sudos Shabbos.
Yeah, wouldn't you assume the
Kiddush is a separate mitzvah. Mitzvah Rabbanon, we link Kiddush with Suda. But Kiddush is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Having sudos on Shabbos is a mitzvah d'oraisa, pashtos. So these are mitzvahs that you're doing. So you got to have a Suda Shabbos. How are you going to make it a Suda Shabbos? You're going to make it a Suda Shabbos by declaring it's not enough. Words aren't enough. By doing some action. By putting the cloth over it. And therefore showing that this is the covered Shabbos. And the Kiddush is just what you do before Suda Shabbos. Midrabanan. It's what we require ourselves to do before Suda Shabbos. So had that been the only line about Poris Mapu Mekadesh, the discussion would be a very short discussion. Meaning we never would have come up with bread being embarrassed or any other kinds of interesting ideas as to why we put a cover over the bread. Because what does that have to do with anything? You just Poris Mapu because you're trying to turn the meal into a Shabbos meal. I mean, it would be very obvious. But that's not where it ends. The Gemara goes on to tell us, on Kuf Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us, Rabba Bar Rav Huna, in the second line, Rabba Rav Huna ikla lebei Resh Kalusa, Rabba Rav Huna went to the house of the Resh Kalusa. So Pashtos is, this sounds like he was invited to the Resh Kalusa for Shabbos dinner. Right? He went to Shul, and Resh Kalusa invited him over, so he went home from Shul with the Resh Kalusa on Friday night, and there was dinner there, right? That was, he's going to have his regular Shabbos meal, right? At the Resh Kalusa's house. How was he planning on having a Shabbos meal? By saying Kiddush, and then they would bring out the food. That would be the plan. That's how it's supposed to happen. But then something else happened. Aisu tacha kameh. They brought the table in front of him. Before Kiddush! It's like, uh-oh, now what do? They brought the table in front of me before Kiddush. That's not the way it's supposed to work. The table's supposed to come out after Kiddush. So paras mapa v'kiddush. So he covered it over with a cloth and said Kiddush. Now, if Poris Mapa Mekadesh is only about turning food from Friday food into Shabbos food, then this Poris Mapa Vekidesh makes no sense. This food was Shabbos food the whole time. No one was eating on Friday. This wasn't a Friday meal. This was a meal that was made for Shabbos, prepared when they came home from Shul, and then they brought out the table for Shabbos. It was clearly a Shabbos meal the whole time. Right, and new meal l'shem Shabbos. Would you need to do that if the meal just started now on Shabbos? You don't need to do that. Of course it's a Shabbos meal because it's Shabbos and we're just starting it right now. That's what I'm saying. In the first case, of course you need to be Poris Mapa because you need to make it into a new meal. But in this case, why is he being Poris Mapa? He doesn't need to make it into a new meal. It already is a new meal. No one was eating anything on Friday. Right? In this case, it already is a brand new meal. It's exactly my point. Right? You know what I'm saying? So why would he be Poris Mapa? Tanya Namiach, the Gemara says we have a Braisa. She'ein mevi'in es ha'shulchan elim kein Kiddush. You're not supposed to bring the table out before Kiddush. Vim hevi, and if you do bring the table out before Kiddush, Poris Mapa mekadesh. You should cover the table and then say Kiddush. Again, why? The Gemara doesn't say why. It just says that you cover the food when you say Kiddush. why would you have to cover the food that you were not yet eating and was clearly designated as Shabbos food? So clearly we see that there's some other inyan of Paris Mapa Mekadesh aside from the Pashuta inyan of turning Friday food into Shabbos food, of making a new, or how you want to say, making a new Shabbos meal, which is probably the more correct way to say it. Right? There must be some other inyan over here. So what is that other inyan? So it's interesting, the Achronim, when they talk about this issue, they say there are three shitas, three ideas of what Paris Mapa is all about. I think if you look at it carefully, there may be more than three. There may be more than three shitas as to what this inyan is about. We'll see. You'll see what I mean in a second. First, take a look at the Rashbam. Dibra Maskel Hachi Garsinan. It's in the packets also. It's source number three, yeah. So you take a look at the Rashbam. Hachi Garsinan. Rabba Bar Bar Chana Ikla Leberish Kalusa Aisu Tachal Kamei Paras Mapa V'kidesh Tani Nami Hachi. Good? Why? Why did they do this? Says Rashbam, the first wide line. V'hachi Perusha. Rabba Bar Bar Chana Ikla Leberish Kalusa V'loa Yu Ochlin Kodim Chashecha. That's a key. They weren't eating previously. There was no Friday meal that was happening. This was a Shabbos meal. Ula achar sheyatzim mibeis haknesses, after they left shul, hechshich, it was dark outside, it was Shabbos, aisu tachal kameh, they brought the table, iviyu asapas al shulchan, they brought the bread on the table, kamosha anuosin, kodem kiddish, just like we do before kiddish. Paras mapal alechem v'achar kiddish. So he spread a cloth over the bread and he said Kiddush. Lefi shabiritzono lo hayu mevi'en es halechem al hashulchan al liachra Kiddush. Because he really didn't want them to bring the bread onto the table until after Kiddush, right? That's clear in the Gemara. He was taken by surprise. He thought that he was going to say Kiddush and then they'll bring the bread out. He wasn't planning on them having the bread out on the table, but they did, so he had to adapt to the situation. So he was Paris Mapa. Kitani l'kamel, fichach paris mapa l'lechem, v'hainu ke'ein siluk shulchan, u'kimi she'eino dome. So he says, what's Rashbam saying? Since his preference was not to have the table there in the first place, he made the table disappear. Covering the table is a way of making the table disappear. It makes it as if it's not in the room. The Gemara is going to say later on, the Mishnah will say later on in this parak, that on the night of the Seder, after we pour the first kos, then they bring vegetables out and we start doing karpas. Why then we bring vegetables out? Because there's not supposed to be any food on the table when you say Kiddush. Nothing. No bread, no vegetables, nothing. The table should be empty. V'taima k'deparash b'shiltas ravachai go in parashas v'yishma yisro v'kasabu hachi u'krovi tachem mekamei deliktish l'kedusha d'shabata lo mekravinan mai taima ki hechi d'teisi su'uda liyakra d'shabata. Says Rashbam, if you look in the shiltas ravachai go, he explains why you should not have the food on the table before Kiddush. Because once you say Kiddush, you're now showing that everything I do henceforth, everything I do from here on in, is L'Kavod Shabbos. So if you bring the food to the table before Kiddush, when you bring the food to the table, it's not so evident that it's L'Kavod Shabbos. But if you say Kiddush and then you bring the food to the table, that's L'Kavod Shabbos. That's clear that it's L'Kavod Shabbos. So ideally, don't have the bread out at all. Don't have the challah out at all when you say Kiddush. Better than selling a challah cover that says L'Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, L'Chora, according to the Shiltos, is to just not have the challah out. Leave the challah in the kitchen. Say Kiddush, then bring the challah out. That's the Yakra de Shabbata. Now you're showing cover to the Shabbos by bringing the challah out after Kiddush. You're showing that it's all about the cover of Shabbos. So what's the Paris Mapa? So the Paris Mapa is, okay, unfortunately, the challah is already out. So what do I have to do? I have to make it disappear, and then I'll make it reappear, L'Kavod Shabbos, after I say the Kiddush. So that's one possibility the Rashbam has. That pulling off the cloth is like bringing out the new tables, like bringing out the food, Meikara, again. Now, would this apply Shabbos day also, or only Friday night? This idea of the Yakra de Shabbat. Why only Friday night? Because what? Meaning Shabbos day, it's, of course everything's a Kavod Shabbos, it's right in the middle of Shabbos. You don't need to declare. I'll say even a point further. How do you say Kiddush on Shabbos day? What is the text of Kiddush on Shabbos day? Baruch Pirei Gafen. Is there anything in Kiddush that screams Shabbos on Shabbos day? No, not at all. So maybe the whole maila of show, the whole idea of bringing out the food right after Kiddush is that the whole idea of bringing out the food right after Kiddush is that right after I declare how special Shabbos is, right after I mention Divrei Shevach v'Kiddush of Shabbos B'Loshon HaRambam, right? I mention such nice things about Shabbos, so right away I bring out the food, and that shows you to connect to those Divrei Shevach v'Kiddush with all the food that I'm bringing out. But Shabbos day, I didn't say any Shevach v'Kiddush of Shabbos. What did I do? I said Baruch Pirei Gafen. So bringing out the bread right after that doesn't show me anything. So that's why the Eli Rabba makes this point that this luchara would only apply Friday night. If you look in the Eli Rabba in source number 5, Hadal Okasu Nami Tam De Tesi Suda Biyakor De Shabbata, he says, you know, why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch mention this idea of Yakor De Shabbata? Mishum Delo Shayich Besuudas Shachris Kemosha Kasav Mordechai Paragarvi Pesachim. Because that doesn't help to explain why we would cover the challah on Shabbos day. It would only help to explain why we cover the challah on Friday night, the Yakra de Shabbata issue. When would you uncover the challah if it's Mishum Yakra de Shabbata? Ideally, would you say? Right after Kiddush. What do? We go, we wash, we come back, Rav Vadya talks, and we uncover the challah, right? Well, according to Yakra de Shabbata, it shouldn't be then. It should be right after Kiddush, because the whole point is that I'm bringing this that Kiddush I just declared. Look, this is what I'm doing to cover the Shabbos. So take a look at Tosfos. So Tosfos is bothered by the following. I think we may have mentioned this yesterday. Tosfos is bothered by the following kasha. He says, I don't understand. We're saying that ideally the table wouldn't be there. Ideally the challah wouldn't be there when you say Kiddush. Ideally you bring out the challah after Kiddush. So that tells us, but there's a Gemara in Shabbos that tells us that if you ever feel lonely when you're walking home on Friday night from shul, don't feel lonely because there are two angels with you. There's a good angel and a bad angel. And the Malach Tov is going to be looking, and if he sees that your table is all set, that everything's all ready to go for your Shabbos meal, he's going to give you a bracha that you should be zocha to continue to do this in future Shabbosos as well. You should always have your table set so beautifully for Shabbos and the wherewithal to be able to do it. And if it's not, then the bad angel is going to tell you that you should, you know, continue to struggle. So Frek tells us, wait a second, the good angel is going to tell you that he's looking for a set table, he's looking for everything to be ready to go. But we just said in our Gemara, the table should not be out, the table should be in the kitchen. Remember the tables that we're talking about, they didn't have big dining room tables, they had like little tray tables, right? So is it good or bad to have the table out? That's what Tosfos is bothered by. The Malach Tov says such nice things if he finds a set table because he wants there to be a set table. Lo kasha. He's looking for a set table. He's not looking for a table in the dining room. He's looking for your table to be set. So what should you have? You should have all the little tables, everyone's private table set in the kitchen, and you're going to say Kiddush in the dining room without any of the tables, and then you'll bring out the tables all set with all the food and everything laid out on it, plated meal all ready for you straight out from the kitchen. Okay. We don't actually bring it to the place where you're having the Suda until after Kiddush. That makes a lot of sense. What's the Malach Tov looking for? He's not looking for Kiddush Makom Suda. Right? What's he looking for? He's looking to see that you prepared properly for Shabbos. So preparing properly for Shabbos doesn't mean that the table's got to be in the dining room. The table can be in the kitchen, that's fine. Says Tosos, yeah, that works for their tables. V'achshav shulchan shalanu shehem gedolim yoser midai. Our tables are way too big. You have a 12-foot dining room table. V'kashala via machar kiddush. Shalala hafzikol kach ben kiddush lusuda. It's going to be very difficult to bring that table after kiddush. You know, to schlep a 12-foot table from the kitchen to the dining room. So we have the table set, we have to have it set because we want to satisfy the Malach Tov. And having it set means having all the food on it. So we have to have it set to satisfy the Malach Tov, but we can't schlep the table in from the kitchen. So what do? We're Paris Mapa. So really, l'chadchila, the best thing to have is to have a small table set in the kitchen, not have the food anywhere near you when you say Kiddush. And then, after you say Kiddush, you'll bring the table in. But that's too much of a tircha for us to bring the table in. So what do? We bring the challahs on the table, set the table before Shabbos, and we are Poris Mappa, so that we'll ki'ilu make the challahs appear after Kiddush. I have a silly question, very pashut question. Why don't you just set the whole table, leave the challahs in the kitchen during Kiddush? Just like you're supposed to leave the table in the kitchen and bring the table in, why don't you just leave the challahs in the kitchen? Have everything else on the table set. Leave the challahs in the kitchen, then bring the challahs in after Kiddush. Why don't we dafka have the challah there in Paris Mappa? Tosafot says, yeah, the reason we do it is because we have no choice. We have to have the table set, so the bread's going to be there, and we're not going to be able to schlep the table in from the kitchen, so the table's got to be set in the dining room. So once the bread's there, okay, our only option is to be Paris Mappa. That's our only option? Can't we just bring the challahs in afterwards? Just like we were supposed to bring the table in afterwards? So why can't we do that? What do you mean?
There, but it's
oh, okay. Or let me say it a little different. What's the Malach Tov looking for? He wants to see that you have a fish fork and a regular fork. He wants to see that you have a wine glass and a regular, that the table is set like that. He's looking for cutlery? So it could be, partially. But it's not called Shulchan Aruch unless there's some food on it. Part of the definition of a set table that the Malach Tov is looking for is a table with food on it. So the only way you're going to have a table that's actually set is if there's some food on that table that's actually set. So that's why Tov says we're stuck. You can't have the table set and leave the challahs in the kitchen and then bring the challahs out later. Why not? Because then the Malach Tov is going to come to your house and he's going to see that you're not ready. Being ready means a table set with food. At least the Lecha Mishnah. So you got to have the bread on the table. Elamai l'chadchila, the table would be in the kitchen. But you can't because it's a 12-foot table and you can't schlep it. So it's got to be in the dining room. So we're stuck. We're stuck in the B'di'eved. So we do the B'di'eved solution of Poris Mappo Mekadesh. Because it's not called set. The table's not set without the challah. He's looking for a set table. He's looking for a table that's ready to go. Now, why do we cover it? What does covering do? What does covering accomplish? So says Tosos, exactly what we'd expect him to say. The reason we cover the challahs, and that works, is that you're supposed to bring in the table. So this is how we bring in the table. Instead of bringing in the table, because we can't, we uncover the table. And now we show the challah. What are we supposed to cover? The challah or the table? Right? L'chor, according to this, you're supposed to cover the table. Challah is part of it, but it's not it. It's not about the challah. No one's feeling embarrassed, right? It's about the table. The table has to be aruch, and the whole reason that we're covering it up is to keep the table. That's our way of keeping the table mentally in the kitchen. The table is mentally not here when it's covered. And then I pull off the cover, and the table is here. But it's all about the table. It's not about the challah at all. But this whole table is brought the kavod shabbos. V'yesh mefaresh, but some say zecher l'man. And some say, no, you know why we cover the challahs? Nothing to do with anything over here. Nothing to do with this whole discussion. It's a zecher to the man. The challah is a zecher. The challah itself is a zecher to the man. The man didn't fall on Shabbos and Yantif, so we make a zecher to the man on Shabbos. And that's why we have a covering to the challah. This is a significant difference to what he just said. Meaning, the first approach in Tosfos actually explains our Gemara. It explains why the guy had to be Poris Mapu when they had the table in front of him. And why he preferred the table not be brought in front of him. He preferred it not to be brought in front of him because it's supposed to be brought Liakra de Shabbata. Okay, once it was there, the way to bring it Liakra de Shabbata is by covering it and uncovering it. If it's a Zecha to the Man, why would he prefer it not to be there? The idea of Zecha the Man is to have it there and have it covered. No? Isn't that the Zecha the Man? Zecha the Man is to have the Lecha Mishnah with a covering on top and a covering on the bottom, just like the Man had. So why in the Gemara did he prefer it not to be there? He would want it there. Unless you say, yeah, but he didn't need it there for Kiddush. To make the Zecher to the Man, you could have had it later on. You could have had it there later on. But still, the whole Poris Mapu Umekadish is very difficult to understand if it's Zecher the Man. It's got nothing to do with Kiddush if it's Zecher the Man. If you say it's Mishum Yakra de Shabbata, how do I show that everything I'm about to do is Lekavod Shabbos? How do I demonstrate everything I'm about to do is Lekavod Shabbos? By saying Kiddush! I say such nice things about Shabbos. But if it's Zecher to the Man, it has absolutely nothing to do with Kiddush. So why was he makbid not to have it there for Kiddush? And then when it was there for Kiddush, he was Poris Mapa Umekadish. The whole Lashon Poris Mapa Umekadish sounds like it's got something to do with Kiddush. Very, very strange. There's another problem with saying it's Zecher to the Man. When did the Man fall? Friday and every other day, just not Shabbos, right? If you wanted to make a Zecher to the Man, the worst day to make a Zecher to the Man would be on Shabbos. Because it's the day the Man didn't fall. No? Shouldn't we have our bread covered every other day of the week as a Zecher to the Man? Because, you know, that's when our bread came down from heaven covered. Why would you have a Zecher to the Man Dafka on Shabbos? On Shabbos they didn't have it. It wasn't covered on Shabbos.
I'm saying that's all you remember because you didn't receive from Hashem that day. So you remind yourself that that's the month that I got yesterday.
So I understand very well if we're still living in a time where the month was falling from heaven. So on Shabbos, the one day that I don't have it, I want to remember that I have manna from heaven. Right? But if we don't have it ever anymore, so the whole point of making a Zecher is to remember when we did have it. So why would you remember on the one day that you don't have it? It's not my kasha. Bir Alacha. If you look in source number 10, this isn't the only thing, the only minhag that Zecher l'man. The Ramah in Siman Reish Mem Beis, the Ramah writes a different minhag. The Ramah says, Yesha kasfu, source number 9, take a look. The Ramah says, Yesha kasfu, shebemiktsas mekamos nagu, le'echel mulisa. That in certain places they eat mulisa, shekorin pashtida. Bilal Shabbos, it's some type of knish, some type of a pocket. It's like a dough on the outside and inside. What? No. It's like a calzone, you know, like a dough on the outside and something on the inside, some sort of filling on the inside. That's what they would have on Friday night. Why? Zecher leman, shayim mechusa lemalu lemata, as zecher to the man was covered on top and on the bottom. So the people would have this kind of food that's sort of covered on the top and on the bottom. So on that issue of Zecher l'man. By the way, what else do we do Zecher l'man on Shabbos? Not just Lechem Mishnah, something else is Zecher l'man. Shalosh Seudos. Three meals on Shabbos. Hayom, Hayom, Hayom. It says three times in the Parsha of the Man. Hayom. So we learn to have three Seudos on Shabbos. The idea of saving some for later. That's what they would do with the Man, so that's what we do. That's a Zecher to the Man as well. So again, all the Zecher to the Man on Shabbos. So says the Bir Alach in source number 10, L'chore minag zeh tamua l'rabim. This minag is so weird. Demaro lasos b'Shabbos zikaron l'man shelo yarad b'klal. Why would you make a Zecher to the Man on the one day that there was no Man? V'atos perk arvi p'sachim kasvu d'mishum shelo yarad aman yesh lasos Zecher lo. Tosel says, like Danny just said, that on the one day that it didn't fall, so that's when we want to make a Zecher to it. V'hu dachuk. Says Bir Alacha, come on. That's forced. Gam lefizeh hayelam lasos pashtida gam b'yamtov. And he says, anyway, probably they should have done this on Yom Tov also, because we should have made a zecher to the man on Yom Tov also. Why? Why is it? What?
Same thing.
What makes it the same?
We didn't get man that day.
We didn't get man on Yom Tov. Is that true? That we didn't get man on Yom Tov? Right? Why not? Maybe it is true. Or maybe it's not, though. There's a Tosfos in Maseches Beitza that quotes Midrashos Chalukim. It's a different Midrashos, whether... let me say it even better before we get to any marmakomos. What do we do as a Zeichel Man? We have Lechem Mishnah, right? Do we have Lechem Mishnah on Yantiv?
Yeah.
Yes. What else do we do as a Zeichel Man? Sholosh Udos. We have Sholosh Udos on Yantiv? No. So what's going on? Did the man fall in Yantiv or did it not fall in Yantiv? So it tells us Machlokas in the Medrash whether the man fell in Yantiv or not. No, it's so crazy that we split the psak like that. It's like we honor both midrashim a little bit. For the Medrash says it didn't fall on Yantiv, for Makvet to have Lecha Mishnah. For the Medrash says it did fall on Yantiv, we don't have Shalashudas. The Rambam also have Shalashudas in Yantiv. Also, you're supposed to have Shalashudas, but we don't pass that way. We don't have Shalashudas in Yantiv. What do you mean for this reason? Oh, probably for this reason, yeah.
Three-day
Yantif, forget about it. too much. But obviously, it's not unhealthy eating to have shalashudas. You just have to watch how much you eat at Shabbos lunch. Chachamein of Barosha, you know, you have to keep in mind that you're going to have to eat another, especially as we're coming on the winter, you know, coming on to the winter Shabbos. So if at lunch you stuff your face and you finish lunch at 3:30 and you know you're going to have shalashudas at 4:30, okay, so then it's taka a problem.
Huh? No dairy either,
right. So you have to just keep in mind that you're going to have to eat again later, so maybe watch what you eat. Portion control and Shabbos lunch. Very difficult thing to do. So anyway, so the Rama says, why would you make a Zeichel Laman on Shabbos, the weirdest day to make a Zeichel Laman? Plus, if we're going to do it, we should do it on Yom Tov also. So he says the Torah Chaim gives a Tam Hagun. A few lines later, he says, Torah Chaim gives a Tam Hagun Lazeh. Gives a good explanation for this. V'hu lefi de Shabbos Bereishis hu dugmas Shabbos Shalas Lavo. The Shabbos Bereishis, what we call Shabbos, the seventh day of the week, is the closest approximation we have to Olam Haba. Shehu Yom Shekulo Shabbos. How do we refer to Olam Haba? As a Yom Shekulo Shabbos. As the ultimate Sabbath. V'lechein anu osim kamadvarim b'Shabbos zeh dugmaso. So we do a lot of things on Shabbos that reflect the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. Hainu lechol basar v'dagim. Why do we have basar v'dagim on Shabbos? What's basar normally? Why do we have basar on Yantiv? Simchas Yantiv. Is there a mitzvah of Simchas Shabbos? Maybe, but probably not. Right? Meaning, there's some achronim that want to insist that there's got to be a mitzvah of Simchas Shabbos. Pashtus is not that way. There's a mitzvah of Onek Shabbos. So why do we always have meat on Shabbos? Where does that come from? Why do we always have fish on Shabbos? So he says, Neged Sudas Shor Habar V'Levyasan. The Gemara says that there are some very unusual creatures, unusually large creatures, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saving for the Su'uda for Tzadikim La'asad Lava. There's going to be this beautiful Su'uda that all the Tzadikim are going to be Nene from La'asad Lava. And that su'udah is going to have shorabar, one type of ox, with delicious meat from this ox. And it's also going to have levyasan, the giant fish, right? So all that's lasadavo. Umekatshin al yayin, and why do we have yayin neged yayin amishumar ba'anavav l'tzadikim? Lasadavo. Chazal also talk about some special wine that Hashem is saving for tzadikim lasadavo. So why do I have man? Why do I have something that's a zecher to the man on Shabbos? Ukvar amru chazal dal shem zeh nikra shchakim shavo shochkim man l'tzadikim lasad lavo. That Hashem, chazal tell us, is saving man for tzadikim lasad lavo also. Ulkach shapri yesh lasos b'shabbos zecher l'man ahu. See, we mistranslate the word zecher sometimes. Or not mistranslate, but there are multiple translations for the word zecher. How do you translate the word zecher?
Remembrance.
To remember. Remembering usually means something that already happened. Right? This is not what zecher l'man means, says the Bir Halacha. We're not remembering something that already happened. This zecher means a, what's a good English word? A trigger to associate, a mental association. It's a zecher, it's a mental association with something. Not remembering a past event. It's not about the mon that we had. Because that mon didn't fall on Shabbos. It's silly to have a zecher of mon on Shabbos when the mon didn't fall on Shabbos. No, this is a trigger in our mind to think of the mon that we will have one day in the Suda of Tzadikim Lasadava. Whoa! It's a Bir Halacha. This isn't some obscure source. Huge, no? Isn't that tremendous? I can't believe I never knew this. What? So why on Yantif? So now, on Yantif, should we do the Zeichel Amon things or not?
Sure.
Is Yantif called the Yomsha? Is Yantif related in any way to Las Lava? Not really. Why do we have Basar on Yantif? Not because of the Suda Las Lava, because of Simchas Yantif. Why do we have Yayin and Yantif? Not because of Suda Las Lava, because of Simchas Yantif. So on Yantif, no need for Zeichel Amon type of things. It has nothing to do with whether the man fell on Yantif or not. We're just not going to make Zeichel Amon things because we don't have to think about Las Lava. Wait a second. Shalosh Udos. Why three meals as a Zeichel Amon? What does that mean? What kind of Zeichel Amon is that, three meals? How does that remind me of Las Lava? The answer? It doesn't. Right? Las Lava is not going to be putting up aside separate portions, Las Lava. Hashem already has. He's got man waiting for us. So there's no three meals Las Lava. So on Yantif, we're not going to have. Wait, no, it's not going to work out. Right? It's going to be the opposite. L'chara, it should turn out that anything that's directly related to La'as Lavo type of Zeichel Amon, we shouldn't have on Yantif. Three meals is not La'as Lavo type of Amon, that's past tense type of Amon. Maybe it's both. Maybe it's like that. Maybe it's both. Maybe Zeichel Amon means two things. It's Las Lava, and once we're remembering Las Lava, we also remember past tense also. How the mun was, the three meals, how it fell with dew on top and dew on the bottom. Las Lava, Hashem's going to give it to us with dew on top and dew on the bottom? Probably not. He's just going to give it to us. It's not going to fall from heaven. So maybe all the things we do, the way we think of, the way we trigger the mun Las Lava, is by thinking of man the way we know it, the way we've experienced it. Right? Maybe that's why we have the three meals, that's why we have the covering on top and the covering on the bottom. That's how we experienced it. Lecha Mishnah, that's how we experienced it. But the trigger is not supposed to be backwards, it's supposed to be forwards in time. It's just we do it the way we experienced it. Still wouldn't explain Yantav why we split the Pesach when it comes to Yantav. Right, but that's the concept of Zeichel Amon, says the Bir Halacha. Good, so far, how many explanations do we have for why we cover the bread? Four? What do you got? I got two only so far. I have Yakra de Shabbata and Zeichel Amon. So far. Yakra de Shabbata and Zeichel Amon. You learned tomorrow Makom, so you have more. Right, so I have Yakrit Shabbat and I have Zeichel Amon. All the poskim, if you look, for instance, at the Prima Gadim, when they quote how many reasons there are for covering the bread, they all say three reasons. There are three reasons. What's the third reason? So you look in the Prima Gadim, source number two. Gimel Taimim Yesh. Echad ki echites yasu de biakra de shabata. Great, I know that one. That's the she'iltos quoted by both the Rashbam and Tosos. Fabulous. Beis zeich leman. I know that one too. That's the one that Tosos just quoted at the end of Tosos, right? Zeich leman. Gimel shelo yire boshto, that it shouldn't see its humiliation. What shouldn't see? What humiliation? What's that about? So again, I think this is often oversimplified. Shelo yire boshto, I think, can mean three different things. How do you understand shelo yire boshto? What? Yeah. What did you think? So you're supposed to say amotzi before bar priyagaf, right? Because you're not going to do that. So you cover the challah. And let's say you didn't have any cover for the challah. You didn't have anything to cover it with. It was impossible for you to cover it. Your hands were immobilized. What would you do? Would you then say the amotzi first, or would you say the bar priyagaf first? You would still say that government first. Why? What happened to the halacha that you're supposed to say amotzi first? Any answer you give is right, because there's someone that says anything. But any answer you, meaning I'm not saying that you gave the wrong answer. Any answer you give is right over here.
So why would you come?
Yeah. What I'm asking is, you're assuming you made an assumption, which we're going to see Rishonim hold, that if for whatever reason you couldn't cover the challah, you would still say kiddush first. Why? Isn't there a halacha in the Sprach say you got to say the amotzi first? What do you mean, low plug? We always say Kiddush first. Meaning, there's halach nil chashavis. The halach nil chashavis is supposed to say Kiddush. Ideally, al hayayin. So yeah, there's halach nil chashavis that says otherwise. When hil chashavis argues with hil chashavis, we have to sacrifice hil chashavis for the sake of hil chashavis. Hil chashavis wins. So you're going to say the Kiddush, you're going to say the bar priyagaf first, right? Could you argue the opposite? Could you argue that if you couldn't cover the challah, then you're going to have to say amotzi first? Hilchos Brachos wins. I can say even better. Not only does Hilchos Brachos win, it's not even such a sacrifice in Hilchos Shabbos. Because what do you say Kiddush on? No, they don't say Kiddush on the bread. They say Kiddush on the yayin. They just happen to wash first. What? You could say Kiddush on challah. Right? You're allowed to say Kiddush on challah. Then there's a third possibility. So those are two possibilities. You understand? They're two distinct possibilities. They're both about the fact that there is a din in Hilchos Brachos. The din in Hilchos Brachos is the bracha of Amotzi is supposed to come before the bracha of Bar Priyagafen. Question is, what does that mean for me? Does that mean, because I'm going to make the Bar Priyagafen first, no matter what, so I might as well save face for the bread a little bit and cover it up? Or does it mean, no, I have to say Kiddush first, and the only way I'm going to be allowed to say Kiddush first is by covering up the bread, because otherwise Hilchos Brachos has to win, and I'm going to have to say that motzi first. So those are two different possibilities. Then there's a third possibility. Maybe it's got nothing to do with Hilchos Brachos. What's the boshes of the past? It's not a Hilchos Brachos issue that I'm making a Baruch Piyagafen before I'm saying Amotzi. Nah, maybe there's an entirely different busha over here. What's the entirely different busha? If you look at, where is this? Look at the kolbo. Look at the kolbo in source number 8. V'yesh omrim ki atam kedei shelo yisbayish hapas kishem mikachin al hayayin velo al hapas. What do you say? We do this, we cover the bread, so that we won't be mevayish the pas when we say kiddush on wine and not on bread. Shagam al pas nuchal likadesh im nirtza. What's he saying? He's saying a little different. This has nothing to do with Hilchos Brachos. What's this about? Yeah. Challah and wine can both be used for kiddush. You're choosing one of them. You're going to make kiddush on one of them and not the other. So it's embarrassing to have the other one out there while you're choosing the wine over the challah. We got to do it on yayin because we saw the Gemara, and later on in the 10th parak says Zochras Yom Shabbos Kacho Kacheu al yayin, right? So you have to do it al yayin. You don't have a choice. But why do that to the challah? Choose the wine right in front of the challah's face. So cover the challah. Anything to do with Hilchos Brachos? No. What's the kolbo assuming? Midini Hilchos Brachos, it's a no-brainer. Forget Hilchos Brachos. Hilchos Shabbos wins. You gotta do what you gotta do. It's Shabbos. This is the way it works. Kiddush comes first. Kiddush al yayin is the way to do the mitzvah. It's gonna win. Why? Why is it so pasha that it's gonna win? In Hilchos Shabbos beats out Hilchos Brachos. In Hilchos Brachos, is there ever a time you're gonna make a bracha on the later thing rather than the earlier thing? Right? You know why you have to make the bracha on Hamotzi first? The Gemara says because the pasuk in Parshas Ekev, Eretz Chitzeinu, right? So whatever, however the order of the seven minim. So we go in that order. Whatever's earlier in the pasuk, it gets a kedima in Hilchos Brachos. Is there ever an exception to that rule? Or something later in the pasuk? Do what? Okay, the other half, whichever one is closer to Eretz, Yeah, so we're going to have to try to figure out why we'd make an exception to the rule for Shabbos. If it's an ironclad rule throughout all the Sprachos, why would we make an exception for Shabbos? Now, here's. What?
Okay,
the Kiddush is good, so maybe it's because Kiddush is Daraisa. Now, is that din of Kedimim by Brachos Daraisa? It can't be Daraisa. Why can't it be Daraisa? Because Bracha itself is not Daraisa. Right. Is it Pashut that making Kiddush on wine is Daraisa?
No, that's that one unit that you're making Kiddush with wine. That's what you're doing. You're not going to break it up.
Okay, good. Possibly. Very possibly. So now when all the dust settles, we really have five reasons why we cover the bread. Three reasons, the third reason has three branches. Right, it's three basic reasons. We have Yakra de Shabbata, Mun, and Busha. Busha might mean three different things, though. It might mean because Hilchos Brachos, you have to say bread first. We're not going to be allowed to say Kiddush unless we cover the bread. It could be because Hilchos Brachos, we have to do bread first. We don't want to violate that. We're going to have to violate it otherwise, but we don't want to violate that, so we cover the bread. Or it could be that the busha's got nothing to do with the Hilchos Brachos, Hilchos Kiddush. That you don't want to embarrass the bread, that you chose not to make Kiddush on the bread. Instead, you're making Kiddush on the wine, so we cover up the bread. Now, what I want to work on tomorrow, at least the first half of Shir, maybe we'll move on to something else afterwards. There are probably, I gave a list of like eight nafkaminas. You could probably come up with way, way more nafkaminas between these five shitas. How many nafkaminas la halacha can we come up with in these five shitos as to what the reason is that we cover the bread? Okay, we'll pick up with that tomorrow.